ladies and gentlemen, on this April 5th Sunday transmission with 211 days out, more and more it looks like the election will be canceled because the PSYOP of PSYOPs has been launched. It's now official. The United Nations has released guidelines written by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that no one will be allowed to leave their homes or go back to work under the new worldwide martial law until you've been forcibly inoculated. We warned you it was coming. And of course, all these major forced vaccines have been linked directly to sterilization. The live virus is ready in the injection for you and your family, and they're coming.
Warning, warning, warning. You are witnessing Blitzkrieg, AI takeover, lightning war. The virus is the heavily scripted pretext to roll out the next, quote, advancement in civilization, the post-industrial, post-human world. You are in grave danger. You are being attacked. You are being targeted. The veil has been lifted. The New World Order is now coming for you and your family. You need to research State Department Memorandum 200. You need to research the Club of Rome, Limits to Population and Growth. You need to research Rockefeller Foundation Plan, Lockstep, and others. This is an emergency warning. There is a robot AI takeover already prepared and already in full swing. This is 21st century warfare, but humanity can resist it. Emergency.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. He's blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash big tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas
Jefferson. Tell everyone you know, tune in.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is now official. Last Monday, 7 days ago, Fauci, leading up the response to the COVID-19 engineered common cold, but it is weaponized, there's no doubt, came out and said, I've played the clip probably 15 times, I'm not going to play it again today, it was all over the news, and he said, I talked to all the world health leaders on the phone last night for hours, and we've decided that the only answer is inoculation, and so we'll never go back to normal until no one ever dies from COVID-19 and no one ever spreads it. Now, the magnitude of that statement, then we saw that mirrored by other leaders and world leaders. Now, we know who calls the shots. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has put hundreds of billions of dollars of their money and other billionaires' money that's tax exempt into their companies. And then they take billions off the top every year. It's tax exempt. It's not philanthropy. It's a tax scam. And they pump it into media and propaganda and the UN and the NIH and Harvard and all of it. And Jeffrey Epstein headed up large parts of their operations. That's on record. So don't forget that. And studying history, I went right down from Sir Thomas Malthus to Sir Francis Galton, right through to the eugenics boards, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Cold Springs Harbor, Adolf Hitler. I mean, it's in history books that Bill Gates' father was in high-level secret organizations in the Army and then ran Planned Parenthood and worked directly with the operatives out of IBM. When Thomas Watson died, his entire fortune was put in a trust pledged for racial superiority and eugenics and depopulation. He won the highest award given by Adolf Hitler of the Third Reich, above Hitler. Look it up. These men are not Nazis. These men created the Nazis. These men created the first computers for studying the secrets of our DNA, which Galton envisioned as a double helix in 1857. This is in mainline history books, during a seance. Folks, you can't make this up. They are occult practitioners. You can actually go look up his cousin. You may have heard of him, Charles Darwin, and his theory of the species. He also came up with the theory during a hallucination. These some bad dudes. Now look at Galton. God help us. Definitely. You talk about magicians. You talk about high-powered evil. These guys are it, baby. He created the entire modern sciences. Eugenics, biometrics, computers, double helix, DNA. That's Watson. The wrong Watson. You need to pull up IBM's Watson. The crew just search engines what I say, so sometimes they get it wrong, which is okay. Now, let's just continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Just type in Thomas Watson, Adolf Hitler. You'll get that. You'll get a picture of them together. Now, let me just make the announcement to you all. 9 weeks ago now, we told you that they'll go off the China model. There'll be drones watching you. They'll say you have to have apps on your phones, a forced inoculation to go back to work and have jobs. They'll say it's a 2-week spring break you're going to have. It'll really be months and months and months. It's designed to destroy the economy, consolidate power, bring in a medical tyranny. And it's the World Health Organization, you notice, that when Trump says something, they go, oh, we're fact checking the president. We're blocking him on Google. We're blocking the president of Brazil. The World Health Organization says that's not true. The UN is the authority. And the UN came out and said a week and a half ago, we want forced inoculations or the antibodies for COVID-19 before you can travel or have a job. And then they're going to roll out the apps and the blood test for you to prove you can leave your house that you have the COVID-19 antibody. Problem is, we'll get to that in a moment, is that most people will never come in contact with it. So the idea is you've got to have a pathogen, have a virus, have a potential disease-causing thing in you, and have the antibodies for it, or you can't have a job. It's like saying you've got to have antibodies for HIV or antibodies for hepatitis, or you can't have a job. Talk about a cult. And so, boom, it started getting announced 2 days ago. The UK, Italy, Texas, Governor Abbott is being led around by the nose, saying, well, the first people that can go back to work are those that have the antibody. Well, our own Savannah Hernandez interviewed a medical doctor running one of the drive-up clinics. And he said, listen, we keep getting false positives about 40% of the time for regular cold viruses. There's no way to tell. These tests aren't accurate. Well, that's already in the news. But you see, corona is the most common virus out there that people believe to make you sick, that some scientists believe. It's the common cold. Most of them are harmless. So the tests keep coming up for regular corona on top of it, when this one is genetically engineered. So think about that. When if you have the antibody, and they're saying now you'll have a passport, it'll be on your passport. Imagine they wanted to make it secret years ago that if you'd had a disease, and of course we have HIPAA and all these laws that your medical records are secret, but now if you've had COVID-19, it'll be on your passport. And now they're saying folks are going to wear badges in Europe and the UK and here showing you have antibodies. So you'll have a badge on, and then it'll be the new, it's a new fashion thing. Now, again, I'm not joking about any of this. I have all the articles right here. Immunity passports could speed up return to work after COVID-19, London Guardian. Overhead shot, please. So I want you to understand that while I talk about all this, while we get into all this, I'm not joking around. Coronavirus, UK says 3.5 million antibody tests coming in days. And then you learn you've had the common cold in your life. Well, we've all had it. So see, everyone they're testing, and I've got medical doctors coming on the show about this, everyone they're testing who dies of cancer or lung problems or other diseases, or they're old, they have a heart attack, they're telling them you died of COVID-19. To create more hysteria, but then also in the future, they're going to say anybody that's ever had the common cold, oh, you're a COVID-19 too. But then they're going to say, well, to make sure, they're already doing this, we got a vaccine. They're making you beg for it first. Bill and Melinda Gates already patented it a few years ago. They've already got it ready. Seriously, look it up. They're going to roll it out and say you've got to have this shot and you've got to have the antibodies or you can't work or leave your house. And it's all being announced. David Knight broke a month ago. COVID-19 tracking bracelets and a Bill and Melinda Gates MIT plan to put a digital tattoo that takes 5 minutes for a needle to stitch nanotech chips into you that can't be seen with the naked eye, but under a black light, that have your medical records on them that they scan on. You can't cut it out because it's now in your flesh, a digital DNA mark. I remember I knew a preacher in Austin 25 years ago who was putting on Patriot events. And I went to dinner with him one time. And he said, you gave that speech at the church event about the microchip. He goes, listen, God gave me a vision. It's going to be a DNA tattoo on the left arm. And I was like, okay. But, back then I was a Christian, but I was like, I look back on the stuff that guy said, and man, it all came true. I ought to find where that fella is. He moved to another state. But regardless, it's here, ladies and gentlemen. And they're all rolling it out. It's all systematic. It's all pre-planned. And the virus is a bioweapon released on purpose to create the fear. This is how they take us down. It's how they end all our freedom. And by the way, taking all the shots is only going to make you sicker. So remember that. They want you dead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So last segment, if you tuned in, I was talking about Thomas Watson of IBM giving his whole fortune to eugenics and to Nazism and getting the highest award. Just type in Thomas Watson, IBM, Hitler. Let's click on the news article in the New York Times. Click on that one for me right there. Thomas J. Watson receives the highest award from Adolf Hitler. That's 1937. Here, let's go back and look at some photos with him with Adolf Hitler. But what you need to know is he put all his money into a trust. He owned IBM, and he pledged that he would bring in the world government to carry out the extermination and forced inoculation of the useless eaters. But then the problem was that they busted up IBM after that so that it couldn't be a monopoly. Well, they just created a bunch of other computer companies. One of them is Microsoft, and one of Watson's officers, or his dad had worked for one of Watson's top people, was then put in charge of major operations. So that's where Bill Gates comes from. That's why he does it. It's his dad's behind it, everything. Bill Gates did nothing, basically. Now, let's continue. I mean, he is extremely evil and extremely smart, but when it came to the master plan, Microsoft is IBM. The whole story about, Microsoft, wanted the software. IBM just wanted to sell the computers. They were so dumb. But it also helped because of the, antitrust. So that's how that happened. And I tell you the history to understand it, that's who these people are. So now you see Bill Gates saying, my dad ran Planned Parenthood. I'm for depopulation. We should kill the old people. We need to reduce the human population. You have to understand what's really going on. And there it is, biometric. Update.com, ID 2020 partners to launch program to provide digital ID with vaccines. And of course, who invented the term biometrics? Francis Galton, the father of it all. The mastermind. Who ran secret breeding programs for the British government that produced Aldous and Julian Huxley as their best program development. By the way, how do I know all this? Because they wrote about it. They think you're stupid. Remember, before he died in 62, he wrote the book Brave New World Revisited while he was dying. And Huxley went to Berkeley and gave a speech. I've got thousands of articles to cover here, folks, literally. But I'm just going back to this because this is everything. And he said, my book, published in 32, is not science fiction. It is a futurist projection of the world we want to build by 2020. And his contemporaries talked about diet injections and injunctions controlling you and making you dumb and stupid. So all these vaccines are Trojan horse piggybacked with sterilants and with systems that lower IQ. And again, White House Science Czar in 74, the year I was born, wrote an 1,100-page textbook, PhD level, that was adopted as the science plan of the U.S. by Henry Kissinger years later, Memorandum 200. That's John P. Holdren. I mean, you need to know, folks, this is the bona fides, not some shadowy, occultic, Gnostic crap. Where they don't give you anything and it's all, secretly this, secretly that. It's all hiding in plain view. And you have to understand that if we have any future or any chance to get out of this, when I'm telling you these things, you can look up Operation Lockstep and the Rockefellers. You can look up Memorandum 200. You can look up Memorandum 201 that they executed in October of last year, the release of COVID-19 and Bill and Melinda Gates running that operation. You don't think Bill and Melinda Gates run all these TV shows attacking me by name that they finance because I'm just up here saying stuff isn't true. Now, I'll tell you, the public is pretty dumbed down, is pretty lazy, and doesn't care that they're doing this. So Gates' argument is you deserve to die. Maybe Bill Gates is right. I'm not going to go join him because I'm a God-fearing person, but I get it. Let me show you another Watson. He headed up Cold Springs Harbor in New York with the financing of Thomas Watson. Please show the other Watson I went and pulled up during the break, please. Or I can go to the control room if you'd like. And it's the Nobel winner, the discoverer of DNA. There he is. James Watson, biography, co-discoverer of DNA double helix, says that blacks are subhuman and says we should just get rid of all of the other folks. And look, I'm not frustrated, but I went in there during the break and I pulled up another article on him with the quotes about black people. Can we put that on screen? No? Okay, no big deal. No problem. We'll add it in post, folks. We'll add it in post. But the point is that there it is. Moron James. Black people are stupid. Watson. So he's telling you that all these people are genetically inferior, and this is who the left is protecting and promoting and telling you that Bill Gates is the best man since sliced bread, when he fully, in writings and interviews on PBS, In My Film Endgame, says he endorses race, hygiene, eugenics. And he wants to get rid of old people and give speeches. I could play the clips for death panels. But now he's really worried about old people, and he wants you to take a shot. And the medical enforcement of this, where you have an app on your phone to prove you've had the vaccine, oh, that they don't have ready for you yet, even though they do have it ready. They're going to make you beg for it and then roll it out. And now all the governments are saying, oh, it's closer than we thought. And, well, you know, if you haven't gotten it during the COVID outbreak, you need to get the vaccine. Now you'll have the antibodies. They don't say you got to have a vaccine to have the antibody to be able to leave your home again. You just have to have the antibody. But most people aren't going to have that exact antibody. And so they're now going to make you get an injection, and they're saying that. And Gates was on CBS. I played it Friday. I played it Saturday. He said that. He said you'll have to have a vaccine before people can go out in public or go to sporting events again. And, you know, the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban will be there, you know, with the thermometers and the checks to make sure you've got your pass. That, oh, you don't have COVID. And there'll be another virus and another virus and another virus. But, you know, why is there not a vaccine for the common cold? Remember, they taught this when I was like in eighth grade. They said because there's thousands of versions of coronaviruses and you have to have the exact mutation, just like the flu. But they don't care. They've got vaccines for you, even though it doesn't help you and, in fact, lowers immunity. In fact, just type into any search engine. Studies show taking the flu shot lowers your immunity the next year to flu. That's major Canadian, U.S., and U.K. studies. But see, they all know that. But because you don't care about this, they're going to hurt you and they're going to sterilize you because they created Hitler.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're all living in America. America is wunderbar. We're all living in America. America.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I want to explain something here. I don't like picking fights with the globalist chief science officer, Bill Gates. The guy's super dangerous, super smart, super dedicated. And you could argue that if people put up with this, because what I'm telling you is on record, and you don't do anything, you deserve it. But I'm letting Bill Gates and the globalists know something. You're not stopping me going out in public and living and having jobs and taking your damn forced inoculation when I knew that forced Gardasil you did to the girls in Mexico was going to attack their ovaries from the studies, and it does, and it's a sterile. And Bill Gates will be like, well, we got too many people. Mexico's doubling every 20 years. That's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is sterilization. So when you see these big liberal philanthropists out there, and you see the left buying into it, Hispanic Americans, black Americans, whites, you name it, don't you know that real eugenicists, those are the folks that created the Nazis? The Nazis were just an offshoot, a bad son a bad son's, you know, a little baby tree under a big tree that's part of the same tree, that created all that on record. And imagine how crazy it is knowing all this information that this is the big enchilada. This is everything. I got a couple calls today by super famous people, and I'm not bragging. I'm saying super famous people. I mean, just you name it, rock stars, movie stars, huge national talk show host, going, well, I thought you were wrong, but you really are right. And I'm like, okay, great, we'll do something about it. Oh, I'm afraid to. So it means nothing to me until those people do something. And I told them. I said to one of them, I said, I don't really want to talk to you until you just come on this show. Or until you come out and do something. Because trying to hold on to what you got is going to lose everything. America had everything because we would fight and we weren't pushed around. You look at America now on average and we're soft and we're lazy and we're stupid and we're evil. And if you'll put up with 62 million aborted babies, you'll do anything. We're going to Patrick Halley, who writes for Epoch Times, who is amazing. That's the best newspaper in the world. Yeah, they're just incredible. And of course, also another great site that Papert heads up. And that is nationalfile.com and the great work they're doing. And he's done a big story breaking down the fact that Fauci and others that you see up there on that stage every night have big money ties to Bill Gates. Fauci got $100 million in just one grant from Bill Gates. So I want to explain something. Bill Gates is running the show. And his wife in Germany 6 years ago got up in a speech and said, the people claiming we're sterilizing people with the vaccines, you're going to get people killed. And she goes on to say, maybe even yourselves. That was a transcript. It's a threat. And believe me, I know who's financing the lawsuits. I know who's after us. My God, again, Bill Gates, if you don't know, like The Good Doctor and all these shows are paid for by him where they attack me. They say it's meant to attack me. He finances documentaries where they name me. He's behind it all because he knows I'm on his ass. Well, I mean, come on, dude. You said everybody's dumb, so they don't know about your eugenics, so they deserve it, survival of the fittest. And your social Darwinism, well, then don't we have a right to warn them? So again, ladies and gentlemen, look at the look on Bill Gates' face in this photo. If we can pull it up from nationalfile.com, that'd be great. Maybe the color photo. Fauci and both have big money ties to Bill Gates and conflicts of interest. This is information you need to know. I'm going to stop there and just break down the fact that this is the real world. And if you just joined us, Texas is announcing, the UK is announcing, Italy, that you'll have to be forcibly inoculated to have a job or leave your home. And that's coercion. You'll have to have the antibodies to leave, either have had it or go get an inoculation because, oh, you might hurt one person and we can't allow that. Since when? When the vaccines are proven to not even protect you most of the time. So this is evil, ladies and gentlemen. So joining us is Patrick Halley of Halley Reporter on Twitter. Let's just get right into it. Bill Gates and who he really is and how much stuff he's financing. Because I mean, you can't turn around at the UN, the World Health Organization, Harvard. One of your big expertises is Epstein. Gates caught running, you know, his operation. What the hell's going on here?
Well, Alex, thank you for having me. I have been briefed by insiders about what's really going on here. And what's really going on is a proxy war that's playing out between President Donald Trump and Bill Gates. And I'm sorry to have to report to the president that Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are stooges for Bill Gates. They are part of his confederacy of dunces that are trying to carry out this sinister agenda upon the world. And I have shown the world this information. I've put out photographs of Dr. Anthony Fauci with Bill Gates. They've met over and over again. They're working together. Fauci's agency within the government, he's a longtime government bureaucrat. They are partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on vaccines. Now, Bill Gates says these vaccines might not come out for another 18 months, by which point the American economy is going to be toast, by which point we're going to be, you know, hauling dead bodies through the streets. This is the agenda. And you know what? President Donald Trump threw a wrench into all of this because he discovered hydroxychloroquine a very cheap anti-malarial drug that has been around for years. And now we have people fighting hydroxychloroquine. How prescient that today on Fox News, on the quizzling Chris Wallace's show, he had the nerve to have Bill Gates on and also the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who tried to shut down chloroquine in her state. She restricted it, just like Andrew Cuomo. And I'd like to know if Andrew Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo, who says he's having hallucinations, I don't know how that's any different than his usual content on CNN. I want to know if he's on chloroquine. What kind of drugs are he on? What kind of drugs are the elites getting that the people are not getting? Because right now, all over the place, the media, on behalf of the Chi-Coms and the Democrats, are trying to shut down any possible treatment while President Trump races against the clock. And you can go to National File and you can see all of these links between Fauci and Gates. Fauci is on the board of, he's on the leadership council of the Decade of Vaccines collaboration with the Gates Foundation, meeting after meeting with Gates, photographed with Pelosi, with Hillary. Gates, meanwhile, giving $100 million through his foundation to an AIDS project with Fauci's agency. Fauci in September is going to be speaking at the World Vaccine Congress in DC with representatives from WHO, the CDC, FDA, Merck, Pfizer. It's a big private sector slash public sector conspiracy here. And he loved chloroquine when Obama was president and we had a MERS coronavirus outbreak. But now, all of a sudden, he doesn't like it so much. He's pushing a nationwide stay-at-home order. And I refuse, Alex, as a longtime listener of you and as a reporter, to watch our freedom get taken away and tyranny imposed on us by this little Napoleon complex man and this scarf lady, Deborah Birx, who was appointed by Obama.
By the way, let's just be clear for radio listeners for putting all this on screen. Fauci got a $100 million grant a few years ago. They worked together very closely in eugenics. They're carrying this out. Fauci was involved in the whole AIDS, HIV cover-up. And this is not just about money and the billions and billions and billions for Big Pharma and the vaccine that they already own and already, you know, have the ingredients for. They have the virus already ready. They can put it in solution now. They're making you beg for it and take all your rights first and have you clamor so it's not obvious what they're doing. But these monsters want the president to forcibly put this into our body. That's what this is about. It's about putting all this nanotech, all this engineered garbage into our body. They want the power to do secret experiments on us, the very same criminal secret science group did through the Army and other groups that Bill Gates' father was involved in. Secret experimentation.
Yes, that's right. And we, the people, deserve to know if there's going to be aborted fetus DNA in this vaccine. And this vaccine, by the way, is being tested in Africa. These people want to lecture us about racism. They are testing this on the people of Africa, on poor black people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These are sick people, and this is a sick agenda at work. Bill Gates is on record
talking about— Bill Gates is doing medical experiments on black people. Well, of course he is. There's all these photos of him and his dad with black kids like they love him. Give me a break.
Absolutely right. And Dr. Deborah Birx's hands are dirty, too. She's on the board of the Global Fund, which has received over $2 billion from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So Scarf Lady, who should be watching Desperate Housewives with her girlfriends drinking mimosas in Martha's Vineyard, she's just as dirty as the rest of them. She used a Bill Gates-funded model, which has proven to be totally inaccurate. She's botching this, and I'm not going to watch my president, Donald J. Trump, get led astray by these clowns and these—
That's right. They're setting him up. He's caught them red-handed. We'll be right back. I've never seen Patrick Halley this fired up. He is pissed. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Jones, your host. We have award-winning investigative journalist with the Epic Times and NationalFile.com, Patrick Halley, with us today. And what's crazy is Bill Gates' dad is a famous eugenicist and ran Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood was set up by Margaret Sanger that said blacks weren't humans. We had to kill the weeds. And they created Hitler. And he goes around saying this in white papers. And then, well, he's got a special vaccine for you. He wants that fluoride in your water. Speaking of Bill Gates, Gates admitted that he stopped President Trump setting up the Vaccine Safety Commission, even though Barron got damaged from a vaccine. I mean, talk about a scourge. We've gone from 1 in 35,000 with autism to 1 in 58. You go out to a mall and like a third of the kids look like they're mentally retarded now. And the vaccines are on record causing autoimmune developments in the brain, blood on the brain. Turns out Australia found shaking baby wasn't shaking baby. It was blood on the brain from a convulsion. Again, a baby could die from a bee sting, but you give them five or six big shots with pathogens and all that stuff, and that's not going to kill them. It's a allergic response. Why do peanuts have an allergy that didn't exist 50 years ago, and now it's massive, and thousands die a year from it? Thousands. Some years, over 2,000. I think sometimes as low as 500 now. Because they actually have a vaccine they give you to slowly teach you to be able to handle the peanut. But they gave it to you with another pathogen. They used to grow the vaccines on peanuts. Well, your body then had an autoimmune response to not just the virus, but the damn peanut. Why do you think allergies are getting so bad? Jeez. In fact, guys, I meant to print the article on the Canadian study. Just type in. I had this last week. Just I want to show the people. I want to just say something. I want to show them. Studies show taking the flu vaccine doubles your chances of getting it the next year. Another study only says 50%, so it's not 100%. Just look. Taking flu shot gives you 50% increase. Taking flu shot lowers your immunity. Just give them that. Okay, we're talking CDC, everything. This is all admitted. But here is Gates admitting that he stopped President Trump having a vaccine commission. And I played you on the Saturday show I did yesterday, the UN clips of the head of the World Health Organization saying, we don't test vaccines. They're hurting people. There's a cover-up in December of last year, 4 months ago. But here is Gates.
Then the second time I saw him was the March after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that.
Oh, by the way, again, for the common cold or the flu, you can't get learned immunity because it always is mutated. That's why they always told you, we can't have a vaccine for the common cold because it doesn't work. It's a fraud. Here's another clip, and we'll go to our guest. This is Gates talking about what he tells the World Health Organization and others to do.
You've been in touch with leaders in Washington. Have you talked with the president about this?
I've not talked directly to the president. Our foundation is trying to be as helpful in a very constructive way as possible, and that's why I've talked to the head of the pharmaceutical companies. We've talked to a lot of the agencies, including CDC and NIH, about how we work together on the vaccine and the drugs.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And you find out he's financing it all. Going back to Patrick Halley, they have early on tried to blame Trump for this, even though Trump's the one that blocked the Chinese flights. Now the new talk is, you know, he acted late, it's his fault, and he wants to open the country, you know, he's a bad guy. They say it'll peak at like 2,000-3,000 dying a day, but we now know anybody that tests positive for the common cold is corona, just not COVID-19. So they're actually adding in everyone that has antibodies for the common cold who's dying in America to the list. It's incredible.
Well, that's right, Alex. The World Health Organization put out this guidance. And if you go to the CDC website, you can see they are counting people as coronavirus deaths if it was, quote, caused or assumed to have caused. So anybody could assume anything. You could die from anything. And meanwhile, we have family members of people all over the country and all over the world right now coming out and correcting the mainstream media and saying, no, my father was not, dying from coronavirus. He had pre-existing medical conditions. So they are inflating these numbers. By the way, it's a less than 1% mortality rate anyway. And meanwhile, we are watching our freedom be taken away. They drew us into this. Joe Biden was the one who accused President Trump of xenophobia when he did his very smart travel restriction with China. Joe Biden, the very guy who in 2005 asked John Roberts in the Supreme Court confirmation hearing, can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. Now, I haven't seen anything in the King James Bible about vaccines, but I have seen something about the mark of the beast. And I know that these people are drawing us into something very sinister here. Look no further than Nancy Pelosi on February 24th. And you can go and look at this in the mainstream media. She had the press come to Chinatown with her and stand in solidarity with the people in Chinatown. And she said, come join us. Meanwhile, the virus was spreading. This was being spread by these people. This is a matter of public record. And they are using the guise of racism and this terminology about how they're such great people, they're such moral people, to stand up to racism and xenophobia. They are using wokeness as a weapon of war.
You've studied Bill Gates. I mean, his dad, all of it. I mean, these guys are famous eugenicists that worked with this whole cult that is just permeates science worldwide. And the Chinese have accepted eugenics, and they believe in one-child policies and exterminating people and killing 400 million female fetuses and all of this. I mean, this is giant social engineering.
Absolutely. And this is the vision of David Rockefeller playing out. And in the last few decades, we have been absolutely sold out by Rockefeller and his henchman, Henry Kissinger, because they realized that they could get child slaves over in China to manufacture everything. And now America is a sitting duck because we're not manufacturing our own products anymore. We are bending over backward to serve globalist corporations who will leave us in 2 seconds when the mass immigration policies that they lobby for give us a permanent Democrat socialist majority. We have no reason to cater to these people or bail them out with our money. Let them fail. That's the free market.
That's right. Let's go further. They know that giving China one-sided trade deals and building it up, Trump was ending that, bringing industry back. They make almost all our drugs. So now China has the virus, shuts down a few weeks, opens back up. We're shut down for supposedly years. China wins the trade war where the globalists have all invested. So this is admittedly a globalist operation. It's why the media praises Xi Jinping but attacks Trump.
That's right. And these government bureaucrats like Fauci and Birx, these are not people that President Trump handpicked. These are people who have been entrenched in the government. Birx was appointed by Obama to work on PEPFAR. Fauci has been in the government longer than some of these people have been alive who are being affected by this right now. These are entrenched government bureaucrats. This is the deep state. And this is a long time agenda. And so President Donald Trump is trying to scale this back. And thank God that we have a Republican in there who's looking at the stock market numbers saying, we need to get back to work. We are going to race against the clock to try to get treatment here. If we had a Democrat in there, this could very well be the one. And we all know what we're talking about, the one. We've been wondering, is it going to be a fake alien invasion? Are they going to bring out some kind of fast moving cylindrical disc that they've used Hollywood to predictive program us to think it's an alien invasion? And we have to cast off nationhood and form a one world government if the aliens are going to embrace us? Is it going to be climate change, this hoax that Greta Thunberg is pushing? Or is it going to be a pandemic? Now, this very well could have gone in a more dangerous direction. And we're not out of the woods yet, Alex, because many of us are still locked down by the government in our houses. But President Donald Trump, thank God that we have a patriotic American in there who is hopefully not going to let the globalists drag this out. If it was Biden, it would be, we need 2 more months. We need 2 more months. They would drag this out until Gates gets the vaccine, by which point the economy is destroyed. I'm not going to let this happen to the American Republic.
Well, absolutely. Please join us again this week. Owen's hosting tomorrow. I've got to take care of some things, but I'll be back in the afternoon if you'd love to have you come on with him. Patrick Howley, a Howley reporter on Twitter. Thank you so much.
You're a freedom fighter, Alex. Thank you.
Folks, we're going to start the second hour, and if you thought this was big news this hour, we've got good news next hour. You think that hydroxychloroquine that we've been talking about for 8-9 weeks is good? Turns out there's something even better, and I did a bunch of research, talked to a bunch of medical doctors, did a lot of stuff where I'm going to tell you about this, and I'm not selling it, by the way, and I almost don't want to announce this till I go out and get it for myself. It's amazing. Mike Adams is going to be on with us to talk about this coming up. What I am selling is just good natural things you know are good for yourself. We have a great multivitamin, the Real Red Pill. I'm giving it 50% off right now, even though it's going to sell out very, very soon, because it's got zinc, it's got the selenium, it's got all the great stuff you need in it, and the pregolinone that boosts your body's defenses. And we have X3, the Deep Earth Crystal, a pure, clean iodine, for 60% off, even though it's going to sell out before we get more in. I want you to have it. During the crisis, we're lowering prices when others are raising prices. And we have Super Blue with the tea tree, with the nano silver. and with the iodine. Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, 50% off. It's about to sell out as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are live on the Sunday transmission. Gentlemen, Mike Adams is coming up with super positive news on the other side. But here's some of the highlights of Owen Schroyer on Friday.
Why, if coronavirus is so contagious and the CDC is now saying you have to wear a mask in public because of coronavirus, why then do they have to take a swab, jam it 3 inches into your skull to test for coronavirus, if that's what's going on? Because if you can just cough and it's like the most contagious thing in the world, why can't you just get a saliva test or a spit test or even just a throat swab like you do for strep? No, they have to literally jam a stick into your head just to violate you. So,
but like you were saying too, apparently this can be spread through coughing. It's airborne. It could live on surfaces for several hours. We've seen all these studies that are coming out saying that it's so highly infectious. And again, too, I went up and I said, hey, well, I'm a part of an essential service. Let's better safe than sorry. Would it be possible for me to get tested today? And what I was thinking about as well is that medical facility was empty. They said that they had tests at the facility and that they had more coming. So if I was exhibiting symptoms, if I was a part of an essential service, why can't they give me one test if this is really something that's so deadly, so infectious, that it's going to be spread so easily? So again, this is just the media really hyping up all of these symptoms of the coronavirus, how it spreads. If you do take a step back, you will realize that this is a big test to see how submissive Americans are going to be, how much they're going to give the government. And of course, we're giving them the inch and they're definitely going to take the mile. And we've seen that with the stimulus bill they've passed, with the fact that they're lying to us about coronavirus cases now, with the fact that they're lying to us about what's going on in hospitals, what's going on with supplies, with the fact that we don't even know how this virus is spread, the fact that our own media is covering for China. It's ridiculous. This story came out today from CNN. Questions arise after teen's death was initially linked to coronavirus in California. So this was the first teenager in the United States to die from coronavirus. Allegedly, he was 17 years old. But now they're saying that his case was complex and needs further investigation. So the first teenager who allegedly died from coronavirus in the U.S., now it's coming out that that might not even be true, that he may not have even died from coronavirus.
How do we know a four-year-old is behind? Behind what? This is a child who's supposed to be spending his time playing. Playing is learning at 4 years old, right? So that bothers me when schools label children as behind, especially when they are that young. So whatever you do, you're going to be doing better than an established school that is already labeling a child as behind. The brain is a learning machine. And so we have to remember that a lot of the things that we're doing at home are, it's a learning environment if you make it a learning environment, right? So they're just going to keep learning and learning and learning. The pressure is on because of the superiority in which these people handle themselves, when in fact, they don't even know what they're talking about.
I'm sure a lot of these kids who are attacking me have been fed the lie that conservatism is synonymous with racism and bigotry. That just isn't true. It's about economic opportunity. It's about limited government. It's about personal responsibility. They've never heard that because they've been indoctrinated into believing that conservatism, again, is synonymous with white supremacy. As a black man, I would never support white supremacy. I would never support anything that oppresses my community. And so I want them to see that blackness doesn't have to make you liberal. Blackness doesn't have to make you a Democrat. We shouldn't allow the color of our skin to dictate our politics, because that is the same type of slavery, only mental, that the people, that our community, that the backs that our community is built upon fought to escape. Like, this is not the world that they would envision for us. What we believe, and we're subjecting other people within our community to saying, hey, because you're black, you can only think this way. That is just another form of slavery.
I won't be doing it personally. It's a recommendation, okay?
This is so encouraging that President Trump has come out and said, no, I'm not wearing a mask. It's a choice. It's not mandatory. We're not communist China. This is all about making all of us suspects. It's all about the big globalist AI rollout with the communist Chinese, the EU, the big universities, the big blue cities, the blue states. taking their pliant servant population and showing them groveling to the drones and groveling to the tyranny and women being shot at checkpoints and telling us that's the American way. And now we do what communist China does and we do what the authoritarian EU does. And Trump is saying no.
We'll be back.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
If you are a radio listener, you are picking us up on a local AM and FM station or an audio stream or a podcast later. If you're a TV viewer, you notice that I have a very nice H&K German firearm right here. It's been out about 30 years, but it's the gold standard still of a 9mm submachine gun. I love these, and I've got a lot of 9mm submachine guns. I guess I got five of them, six of them. And I've got 5.56, you know, smaller rifles and things, and I've got 308, and I've got 338 Lapua, and I got 50 cals, and I got it all. But this is probably my favorite gun because I can hit bullseye pretty much all the time at 50 to 100 yards without even trying with this, without a magnified scope. And it's amazing. But, you know, I use this for defense. I've got a concealed carry, but this is what I've got in my car. And it's because it's super accurate. For not just defending myself, but if I see bank robbers or people robbing somebody 50 yards away, I can shoot them right in the eye. And then it's not too high power of a round. It won't go through their head most of the time. It hurts me on the other side. That's why I like it. For the house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun with like number 7 bird shot so it can go to the walls and kill the family. But why am I showing you this right now? This is a weapon, and it can be used for good or bad. And those of us that talk about the science of things and say, hey, vaccines have been proven dangerous. They've been given liability protection. They've got all sorts of contaminants in them. They go, oh, you just don't like science. No, that's not the case. I played Friday and on the special Saturday show, I did a 4-minute compilation of the UN in December. The head UN scientist saying vaccines are hurting people. We've covered it up. We're doing no testing. We just get it from Bill and Melinda Gates. They run the whole thing worldwide. They say a doctor might get half a day in medical school on vaccines. And they said we're having autoimmune responses from the adjuvants. It's causing brain damage, just like a bee sting, but way worse. I mean, hell, kids eat a peanut, they die. What about 5 or 6 injections in a newborn? Come on, folks. We know what's going on. Well, now they announced it. And I like Governor Abbott. I think they manipulated him. I saw what he put out. The UK said it. Italy came out and said it. They're trying to get Trump to do it. Saying you're going to have to be tested, that blood tested, that you have the antibodies for COVID-19 before you can go back to work. That's why last Monday Fauci said, no one can go back to normal until we have a vaccine and until there's no one sick or no one dying. That's impossible. The common cold kills millions every year. And coronavirus is the most common virus for colds. That's why there was never a vaccine for the common cold, because there's too many mutations and they can never guess it. It's going to be the exact mutation, folks. Just like flu. Look it up for yourself. I showed you articles last hour. How flu vaccine lowers your immunity the next year. How they never guess the right year. These are facts. This is a giant fraud. And instead of backing off of it, they're doubling down. But Mike Adams is here to talk about that for the next 3 segments and to get into some major league things. But the reason I have the gun out here is a gun I know can defend me. And if a vaccine can be proven to be safe and effective, which they lie about, then I would take it as well. But they lie about it. But when they inject little kids and others with these vaccines and they have secret vaccine damage funds, that's admitted that they exist, billions a year paid out, and then they tell you nobody ever got hurt by a vaccine, they're damn liars. It's like saying nobody died in a car wreck. So that's like shooting a little kid with an MP5. It's a weapon. And it's depopulation. And Mike Adams has exposed how they're putting whole human genomes now into vaccines. Vaccine just means something they're injecting into you. So he's here to talk about that next segment. But good news right now. And I saw this 3-4 days ago, and I saw the studies, and I meant to cover it. And I'm glad, Mike, today I texted him an article. He called me. I called him back. And he said, hey, I've looked into this. He spent weeks, I guess he knew about it, looking into it.
Now it's been picked up by Tucker Carlson and Breitbart's covering it. So this is something I'm a little late to the party on. Very excited about this. This is even better, according to the studies, than hydroxychloroquine, which they didn't want you to know was good, which they now admit's good overall, has a few problems. But vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc are critical. We'll talk about that. But this is a big story at naturalnews.com. It's also at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Please spread it. Whatever you do, this is we're in an information war. Talk about fighting for lives. This is what you do. Single dose of common agricultural drug found to essentially eliminate all viral material of COVID-19 within 48 hours. So going into this right now is Mike Adams. This is really exciting news, Mike.
It's really great news. Thanks for having me on, Alex. And I want to be clear. I think the fastest way to defeat the globalists is to defeat the coronavirus. Because if they can keep this thing circulating, then they can eventually push for mandatory vaccines. The way we cut off their vaccine agenda is to beat this thing without even taking much time at all. We can beat it, I believe, with these kinds of, you know, off-label prescription drugs or off-patent, excuse me, prescription drugs, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, IV therapy, and so on. This story is about ivermectin, which is an agricultural drug. You can buy it here in Texas. You can buy it at Tractor Supply retail stores. I have some. It's every cattle rancher has this. It's a deworming drug, and it's available over the counter. It's very inexpensive.
By the way, when you told me this, I remembered a large animal that I worked for that did major in vitro fertilization. I worked for him off and on for 5 years, Jess Adkins. I remember him saying, oh, you're getting sick, take dewormer. I remember him drinking dewormer 30 years ago, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been around for a long time, and the medicinal effects have been known for a very long time. Just to be clear, we're not recommending this for human consumption at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Let's be clear. I'm just saying what I've witnessed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, people do take it. I've had people text me and say they took it, they ate it. You can buy it as a apple-flavored paste for horses, and some people have eaten it, and they say it tastes really nasty, but it works for them. Again, I'm not recommending it for anybody until we know more, but this has been published in Antiviral Research, which is a peer-reviewed science journal, and it's very clear that the data show that this can fight against simian virus, dengue fever, West Nile virus, Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus, influenza, and even a pseudo-rabies virus. And this is available right now, and it's FDA approved for certain types of things, not for the coronavirus yet, but for other conditions and situations.
But what's crazy is why hasn't the general public heard of this? And do you know what the mechanism is in it, Mike? What's it do?
Well, this study talks about that. There's a specific mechanism that blocks the replication of the virus in vitro. In this case, it was tested in vitro, not yet in human clinical trials, but that should be next. We should be talking about this. It eliminated virtually all viral material in 48 hours. In just 24 hours, it eliminated 93% of viral material. So you know how we've seen these doctors, especially one out of New York City with hydroxychloroquine and zinc, has been able to see patients recover in 6 hours, for example. Well, this might work if the hydroxychloroquine doesn't work for a patient. This is another avenue.
By the way, the media acts like they don't want any hope that it's evil to have things off-label. That's what always happens with some new disease. It's almost always some old drug that's the answer.
Well, the media has been promoting off-label use of all kinds of drugs for many, many, many years. That's nothing new to them. What are they changing their story now? But look.
Well, yeah, take Rogaine. That was for, 30 years until the 90s. That was a high blood pressure medicine. Now they learned it grows hair.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. The little blue pills were first researched as a heart drug and found out it gives men erections. So, you know, they changed the use there as well. So, you know, look, all kinds of drugs have many different uses because they work at the biochemical cellular level. And then, you know, that can have many different effects. But this effect is that it blocks the replication of this virus. This was tested against the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is what we have right now. So this just adds to our treasure chest of possible treatments that are available right now. Alex, we don't have to be under lockdown. Look, I'm an advocate of wearing masks in public transit and public places. But beyond that, what about the zinc, the vitamin D, the hydroxychloroquine, and now ivermectin? I think we can beat this. I think we can get America back to work.
Let's talk about that, Mike, when we come back, because this has been so transparent. And again, I'm not You hear groveling. It's true. You, 9 weeks ago, charted everything that's come so far. It's amazing. And how they would try to suppress things that were known to treat this. And they did it. How evil? Because they want us to take the vaccine. And they've announced through all these major governments, UK, Italy, Texas, sadly. I like Governor Abbott, but he's really wrong on this. That they want forced inoculations before we go back to work.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here back live, that humanity is in a war with a scientific technocracy that is psychotic and that is very robotic and sociopathic. And Mike Adams is our guest. And the big tell for everybody I know is when 8-9 weeks ago we saw in China and then in the EU and Italy like 5-6 weeks ago, they were getting 95-97% rates with hydroxychloroquine. It forces zinc into the cells artificially. People have hallucinations on it. It's one of the things that happens. I've always remember reading about that. That even the old-fashioned thing it's based on, that's in tonic, pushes that to the body. And all it does is a medical form of quinine that's in tonic. And then they demonized it, and they said it wouldn't help, and it was a lie, and that it shouldn't be approved. Of course, the FDA did approve it. And then the way they say, no, zinc doesn't help you. Vitamin C doesn't help you. And then we've talked to medical doctors on air from Louisiana to New York. And there's the FDA used to approve doctors prescribing and it being paid for on insurance. Or them being able to prescribe it, period. D3, vitamin C, zinc. They're not doing that now. So this shows the medical tyranny wanting this to be as bad as possible. For folks that don't know, and I'm not a doctor, you can go look at the studies. They don't want you to even talk about this. But if you have zinc in large amounts, it's very hard for these viruses, no matter what type they are, to get into the cells. So that's why when you talk about this good news, single dose of common anti-agricultural drug found to essentially eliminate all viral material, that's a major study that you're linking to. And people think, oh, well, they go, well, this is a new virus. You can't say that. No, it's from the same family as coronavirus. So a 357 Magnum, shot into a pit bull's head will kill a pit bull. Well, it'll kill a, pit bull that's been mated with a Dalmatian. I mean, they play these games. If cyanide kills all mammals, it'll kill another mammal. If it kills a cat, it'll kill a dog, it'll kill a human. If this in studies kills all the other viruses, well, what will it do to corona? Why don't they want this talked about? Why are they so scared?
Well, this study was done on this particular coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 that is circulating now. So this study was just published and it was just conducted. This is on the current virus. So anyone saying that it doesn't apply to the current virus hasn't read the study. It actually does work. It just needs to be studied more in randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled human trials. But yet there's no funding for that for the reasons that you mentioned. See, Dr. Fauci is a Bill Gates puppet, and Dr. Fauci is Trump's enemy. In fact, Dr. Fauci has under oath lied to Congress about vaccines, and he has covered up the truth that vaccines cause horrific side effects. Dr. Fauci wants America to suffer and die until he can push a vaccine onto everybody in order to carry out.
Oh, he's following orders. A Bill Gates blueprint. And
absolutely.
I want to be clear. I read your article. I didn't read the study. And I saw it quoted where it says FDA approved drug inhibits the replication of SARS-CoV-2, which is this in vitro. So absolutely. I just want to be clear. They'll spin that to the public and say, oh, well, it doesn't affect this virus, playing on ignorance.
Right, of course. It really does apply to this virus. And again, why aren't these trials being done? And by the way, I really want to talk about 5G today as well when we get a chance, because I believe that 5G is potentiating the virus. And a lot of people out there are talking about, well, they think it's just 5G and that there is no virus. I don't think that's
true. I want to give you the whole next segment to do that, Mike. I'm going to give you the whole next segment. Let's talk about other things. Right. It's on record that they're treating it and having great success rates with hydroxychloroquine. You've got this big study that's in a prestigious journal, antiviral research, FDA-approved drug. Ivermectin inhibits the replication of SARS-CoV-2 in vitro. And again, some are going to spin that and say that's not COVID-19. Explain, that's the original name is SARS-CoV-2, correct?
Yeah, that is the coronavirus. That's the Wuhan coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. The original SARS from however many years ago it was is SARS.
Sure, I was reading comments that's why people don't get it, that it's had a bunch of names. But the official original name is SARS-CoV-2.
That's right. That is the Wuhan coronavirus, yes. And now, of course, there have been, you know, mutations since then. There are various strains, but they all trace back their lineage to that original sample that was known as SARS-CoV-2, and it was named that. And then, of course, the WHO, run by Communist China, is playing games with everybody to keep changing the name. And, oh, don't call it the Chinese virus. Don't call it Wuhan. You know, because the WHO is run by communists. And if anything should happen from this, we should shut down the WHO. We should defund it. Trump should stop sending money to the UN until the WHO is just gutted.
Well, that was my next question. The fact that we've been positioned with the WHO and the CHICOMs telling us how to handle that, since when is the most murderous state on earth telling us what to do? And I'm sure you saw this, the UN just put China on the big human rights board.
Yeah, no, that's totally insane. That's insane. There's no more horrific violator of human rights on this planet than China, or maybe North Korea would be in the running for that, but China on their large scale is the worst. They are the antithesis of human rights. And in fact, it's China's actions on this, the cover-ups, the censorship, the disappearing of the whistleblowers that really made this problem far worse. And I think that's one of the reasons why Trump was initially behind the curve on this, because for some reason he trusted some of the early numbers coming out of China. He doesn't anymore. But a lot of people trusted the early numbers, and those numbers were lies. And so China deceived the world and set the world back 1, maybe 2 months in being able to respond to this
and
at the same time.
You said that 8 weeks ago. That's now accepted truth. The Pentagon thinks 43,000 to 46,000 dead in Wuhan alone from what they've seen with the urns. You think that's accurate?
Yeah, very, very much so. I think China downplayed it quite significantly. And also remember, in January, China was buying up all of the personal protective equipment supplies in North America and Europe, everywhere around the world.
Australia.
I know large retailers. Yeah, Australia as well. China was buying up all the supplies in order to make sure that the Western world did not have equipment to respond to this. Look, this is a biological attack, Alex. It's an act of war.
By the way, there's
America.
Hundreds of videos now of women licking laptops at Best Buy and wiping their feet, and men with the masks they're sending here and like laughing, we're going to get you. I know you've got businesses in around China. What the hell's going on there?
Well, our offices are located in Taiwan, and Taiwan's done a really good job, you know, cracking down on this and kind of keeping it under control. But China, I predicted this in early February, they would try to export the virus to infect as many other countries as possible so they could shift the blame away from China. And that's exactly what's happened. That's all this is. They're just trying to make sure they can rewrite history and blame, you know, Trump instead of China's incompetent, corrupt
leaders.
But
what the hell with all these videos of Chinese trying to spread it? And then, again, they're executed if Xi Jinping doesn't like it. He's encouraging this.
Well, yeah, again, it's the anti-American hatred that's been put in place because China, you know, the social engineering propaganda is what precedes war. China is going to attack the United States in more ways than just this biological weapon. I've been writing about that recently as well. There are more attacks coming, Alex. That's kind of the big news right now. People better be ready. This is going to get a lot worse from here forward.
We're in war with communist China. When is it time to fight back? We'll be right back. Stay with us. But everybody said in the government they were patriots. The reckoning is coming. But not just for the Chi-Coms, for the globalists that have set them up in power. You're going to get it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Let's talk 5G. I did a whole show on this Friday, 4 hours. And I showed Wired Magazine, LA Times, dozens of big, thick, prestigious studies that it massively increases cancer. But bigger than that, it was it lowers immunity. For again, 5G is another type of wireless. It's super high power, but in limited areas. Only goes so far. Austin already has it on most of the major roads. And they just did it. And now we know they're putting it in schools and things during this lockdown. That's been confirmed. I show people the videos, the articles. And it was the public noticed this and pointed it out. So the public is white hot angry right now, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. They are really understanding what's going on. But then they go a step further and say, no, the 5G creates the virus. And then the media discredits that when, no, it lowers immunity and exacerbates viruses being able to infect. So it's true that if you get poisoned or radiated, viruses have a bigger effect. But then people think, oh, no, that's something cells put off to fight toxin. When, no, you've got outside separate viruses coming in, infecting people that are already immunodeficient. I think that's pretty settled science. It's fine to debate it all day, but, I mean, let's talk facts here. Why are people awakening right now to 5G so much?
Well, I believe that the 5G exposure does potentiate this virus and its ability to infect cells. I think it's a very valid theory. It's not a wild conspiracy theory of any kind. In fact, it's quite real. We know that 5G exposure, for example, causes what are called voltage potentiated or voltage gated ion channels in the cells. It changes the porosity of the cell membrane and it allows things to be pushed into the cells that don't belong there. So in the context of a real virus that is very infectious and that is invading cells, the combination of 5G and the coronavirus biological weapon may be what we're seeing in certain cities that have 5G.
And let's explain, it's a microwave, so it rattles membranes and pushes things through. And I'm showing footage in England. More and more 5G towers are being burned down.
Well, there's a very known phenomenon called electroporosis. If you pass a current through your body, even just with a simple battery, a 9-volt battery or something, it changes the porosity of the cell membranes inside your body, the membranes that are touched by that electricity moving through it. That's a well-known process. There are patents on that. It's well-known. So I've known people when I back in college who would drink alcohol and they would get drunk by having a voltage pass through their fingers. They would hold battery leads and they would get extra voltage and it would make the alcohol like five times more effective. They would actually get drunk due to the electroporosity. I'm not kidding.
It's pushing it into the cells.
Yeah, it's pushing the alcohol into the cells. It makes you more drunk more quickly with less alcohol. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a crazy college stunt, but that's what happens when you go to college with a bunch of science nerds, you know, like I did, and they do crazy stuff involving science. It's a real effect. But the point is today, the virus is real. So I disagree with those who are saying there is no virus, the germ theory, you know, if they're saying that's not real, I don't think they're up to speed. I think it's a combination, Alex. It's a combination of 5G targeting you with and creating that cell membrane porosity.
I can type in 5G autoimmune, it lowers your immunity. That they're not even debating that.
Well, right. And you see what's happening in Ecuador recently? You know, I used to live there, and the city, Guayaquil, which is having the horrendous effects of the coronavirus right now.
I saw
it's the
that
only
video
city.
You sent me. People just 5G. Falling down dead everywhere.
Yeah, and that's the only city in Ecuador with 5G in it. So it's that there. That's the epicenter of 5G, and that's the epicenter of the coronavirus deaths. And the same is true almost all over the world.
Wuhan was now, the first city to put 5G in.
To be completely covered. Yes, absolutely. Now, this doesn't mean you can't get infected in a non-5G city. It just means it's more difficult to get infected if you don't have this electroporation effect in your body. Look, I think that this is like the Roman Empire accidentally poisoning its citizens by having the aqueducts lined with lead. They thought lead was safe, and that was part of their infrastructure. Well, we have 5G towers that are blasting everybody with electromagnetic pollution, and we're told it's safe, but I don't think it is safe. I think this is almost a binary weapon system that combines these two factors and makes it extremely dangerous and extremely toxic. Doesn't mean the virus isn't real, just means that it's potentiated. Just like you said, it's potentiated by this electric, this voltage exposure, which penetrates your skin. And everybody knows that 5G sends a beam to you, a targeted, focused beam that tracks you, follows you, goes to your phone and penetrates your body. It's not an omni signal that's beamed out everywhere. It goes to you. And that's why if you have a 5G device, you are being hit by this radiation. You might be more vulnerable to this coronavirus. And we need more research on this to find out if that's what's happening. But of course, that research will never be done. You're showing video from Guayaquil in Ecuador. Yeah, people just falling dead on the streets. Dead bodies are just being wrapped in plastic. And I've been to Guayaquil. That's a major airport. It's a port.
What's really going on there? This goes on and on. Show the article here.
Yeah, people are dying.
You know real videos when you see them. Like last week, they showed the forced blood draws in Dallas, and people said, are those real? Later, aren't they? Were you could tell they were real. You watch these are real. Just all sorts of bizarre behavior.
Yeah, speaking of blood draws, by the way, this what Governor Abbott announced for Texas, you know, when they test your antibodies, they're gonna track your DNA too. So this is also a way to just secretly steal everybody's DNA without permission. Same thing with the nasal swabs. When they get a little bit of virus on that nasal swab, that deep cavity swab, they're also getting your DNA. So this is a way to create a DNA database of everybody. That's why I'm not gonna get tested. I'm not gonna get an antibody test. I don't want the government having my DNA on some database. And that's what this is.
But you know, that's forced inoculation, the idea of, oh, if you've got the antibody, we're going to test your blood. But now they're going to say, oh, we're going to give you the vaccine to have the antibody. That's what Bill Gates and Fauci already said, is you must have the vaccine. We don't open America until that happens.
Yeah, and that is a suicide pact for America. I think Tucker Carlson was right. That's a suicide mission for America. Fauci says don't open the country until we have zero infections. No, that would be the destruction of America. Look, we have a plan, and the message to Trump or anybody near Trump is that there is a way to get America back to work. It involves masks. I'm an advocate of wearing masks in public transportation and so on. I'm an advocate of zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, and now looking at ivermectin. With these, you know, five or six simple things, we could reduce new infections by probably 99%. We could break the cycle of this and we could get our economy rolling again. We don't have to wait around and suffer and die and collapse waiting for a vaccine because Bill Gates wants to position vaccines as the hero of this
and
horrible
himself
tragedy.
Is the hero. Pulling back, right. Though, I saw the graphs today. Some of the rise is lowering. And so it's hopefully, when do you think we hit a crest, start going down?
Well, I think the modeling is pretty good. About mid-April is when we're going to peak here in the United States. But remember, this is only the first wave, so we're still in lockdown. What happens after they end the lockdown, but they don't recommend zinc and vitamin D and masks?
As you said a few days ago, literally, this is a disease of deficiency. People go, what do you mean?
Yes.
An essential vitamin or mineral, if you don't have it, you die, like oxygen or like food. It just takes longer. Again, why do you die from not having food? Because you don't have the vitamins and minerals. It's called malnutrition, and a common cold kills you. And we're so unhealthy, it's just unbelievable. All right, naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, thank you so much. When we come back, you're going to be gone, but you pointed this out to me, a Natural News article. I looked it up. A bombshell plea from NYC ICU doctor, COVID-19, a condition of oxygen deprivation, not pneumonia. We've got 1 minute. Tell folks what's coming up with this, because he points out that this is not pneumonia.
Very important story. This emergency physician has noticed that the ventilators are causing the lung damage. They're running the wrong methods that provide way too much pressure to the lungs because the dogma of the medical system is thinking that this is viral pneumonia. It isn't viral pneumonia. It's oxygen deprivation. And that emergency physician knows exactly what he's talking about. Lungs are being damaged by ventilators running the wrong methods. That's the story.
And so what he's saying is they need a big, higher oxygen mix.
They need to run a different method with lower pressure and just support the lungs absorbing oxygen, not take over the lungs by forcing them with higher pressure that causes tissue damage. That's what he's saying.
We're going to play what the doctors said. I'm sure the left and media matters will say, do not play doctors. Only George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, tells you what to do. There is no hope. Bill Gates loves you. Take the vaccines. Thank you, Mike. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you.
InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please spread the live links.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
No,
other intelligent people don't know what we're talking about is accurate. They decide to join with Sauron. They decide to join with Satan. They get scared. Or they get flattered being offered to be part of the power structure. But, you know, I've always been so high on life that every time I got around the Satanist, I felt cold and weak. I didn't feel strong. And so no matter how much danger I'm in or how much I'm being attacked, I've got just continual courage from God. And the more I get attacked, the smarter and greater my discernment gets, and God just goes, turn loose. I'm in control. Just go with what I tell you. It's not me. It's God. And it's crazy. And so I don't look forward to whatever they're going to do to me because it gets pretty outrageous. But for every door that closes, other doors open. There's providence. It's a real thing. So research providence, my friends, and don't be fearful of he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul. Now, this has been sold out for 14 weeks. It was back in, I guess, November that it sold out. And then we got busy, didn't get the order in for a couple weeks. It takes 12 weeks to get it in because it's organic and it's super high quality D3. And it's called Winter Sun. People get sick in the winter because they're all cooped up inside and they're not getting vitamin D3 that you get when your skin interacts with the sun. This is what I take. It's what my children take. And if you look at all the research on what boosts your body's defenses, vitamin D3 is just as critical as zinc, just as critical as vitamin C. And it's something that isn't in almost all foods. If it's synthetic, also, you don't absorb it. This is organic. It's high quality. And it is so good. Winter sun. Get the sun you need in the winter. And people taste it and go, that tastes like sweet. What do you add? They go, there's no sugar on this. It just tastes sweet. It's like Ultra 12 that's super high quality methylcobalamin, vitamin B12. It tastes like nothing you've ever tasted. This is sweet and tastes pretty good. Ultra 12 just tastes amazing. It's like, I've never tasted anything that tastes this good. It's natural. That's what it tastes like. And your taste buds are like, ooh, I like this. It's the artificial stuff that is mimicking what this does. But so, again, Ultra 12 is good for your immune system. Vitamin D3 is amazing. They're all essential. And these are the best you're going to find out there. And yes, I didn't know this was all going down 14 weeks ago. I did the normal order. It took 12 weeks to get in. The 18-wheeler arrived Friday. And I told the guys, I said, 50% off. And they said, really, it's going to sell out long before you get another order. And I said, I don't care. 50% off because we're going to lower prices during a crisis. I promised you last year, I said, never 50% off again because people expect that. They only buy when I do that. And we don't have a bunch of markup in there. So 50% off, we can't fund the operation. But then I just said, you know what? It's the right thing to do. So vitamin D3, winter sun plus ultra vitamin D3. I mean, it's amazing. You need to research this. Oh, and I forgot. It's plus because K helps with the absorbing of it, according to the scientists that we paid money to give us the analysis. And so I'm always looking to make it better. So it's plus. It now has vitamin K in it as well. So it's back in, and look, wherever you get D3, get it. Just make sure it's an organic form. And I'm not going to belabor time on that, but just go out and research where you get D3 or where you get methylcobalamin, because if you get a synthetic B12, if you get a synthetic D, which a lot of these companies put out, well, no kidding, it's a $10 bottle of multivitamin, because it's like they make it out of crude oil. It's not even real. They manipulate crude oil, which you can change into so many things like plastic, chemicals, you name it. They manipulate the molecules around and then go, oh, here it's the same thing. No, it's not. It's not. So InfoWarsStore.com, go research it for yourself. And yeah, that'll sell out in a couple of weeks at that rate. It's fine. And then like 10 weeks, we'll get more in because we put the new order in Friday for a double order of this because people really get it now. D3 sold out. Zinc sold out everywhere. People debate about how much zinc should you take. I was taking 30 milligrams a day. I talked to a lot of folks and they said, no, you should take 100 during this virus. But I'm not giving that advice. Doctors are saying if you have COVID-19, 250 milligrams. I looked that up. That's toxic to your kidneys. I'm not a doctor. I called the doctor back. And he said, well, that's true. But he said, you know, this is so crazy. Long term, it's bad for your kidneys. I would go ahead and do this now just to be safe. So I'm not giving medical advice. They've got the George Soros groups breathing down my neck, all this. They don't want me to tell you about hydroxychloroquine. They don't mean to tell you about all these other studies because they're jerks, man. They literally want you desperate waiting on Bill Gates to bring you the supposed answer to all of this. Now, speaking of that, it's a story up on Infowars.com that Mike Adams put together. Bombshell plea from NYC ICU doctor, COVID-19, a condition of oxygen deprivation, not pneumonia. And physician named Cameron Kyle Sedell goes through the fact that this is real. It's hurting a lot of people and it's not helping them when they pump their lungs up. It's helping them when they just get basic oxygen. So here's what he had to say.
This is Dr. Cameron Kyle Sedell, ER and critical care doctor from New York City. 9 days ago, I opened an intensive care unit to care for the sickest COVID positive patients in this city. In these 9 days, I have seen things I have never seen before. In treating these patients, I have witnessed medical phenomenon that just don't make sense in the context of treating a disease that is supposed to be a viral pneumonia. 9 days ago, I presumed I was opening an intensive care unit to treat patients with a virus causing a pneumonia that was ravaging lungs across the world, starting out as something mild, a cough, a sore throat, and progressively increasing in severity until ultimately ending in something called acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS. This is the paradigm that every hospital in the country is working under. This is the disease, ARDS, that every hospital is preparing to treat. And this is the disease, ARDS, for which in the next 2 to 6 weeks, 100,000 Americans might be put on a ventilator. And yet, everything I've seen in the last 9 days, all the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that COVID-19 is not this disease, and that we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue. In short, I believe we are treating the wrong disease, and I fear that this misguided treatment will lead to a tremendous amount of harm to a great number of people in a very short time. As New York City appears to be about 10 days ahead of the country, I feel compelled to get this information out. COVID-19 lung disease, as far as I can see, is not a pneumonia and should not be treated as one. Rather, it appears as some kind of viral-induced disease, most resembling high-altitude sickness. It is as if tens of thousands of my fellow New Yorkers are on a plane at 30,000 feet and the cabin pressure is slowly being let out. These patients are slowly being starved of oxygen. I have seen patients dependent on oxygen take off their oxygen and quickly progress through a state of anxiety and emotional distress and eventually get blue in the face. And while they look like patients absolutely on the brink of death, they do not look like patients dying of pneumonia. I have never been a mountain climber, and I do not know the conditions at base camp below the highest peaks in the world, but I suspect that the patients I'm seeing in front of me look most like as if a person was dropped off on the top of Mount Everest without time to acclimate.
All right, stop. I'm going to play this full video tomorrow at the start of the show, like at 6 after. You need to hear it. And that's what we're getting from other medical doctors, but the globalists don't want you to hear this. This is something big. Now, the Army, under orders in the 60s, released a bioweapon that killed a bunch of people in the New York subway. I just showed Business Insider, PBS News, Democracy Now! For TV viewers, radio listeners. Army tested germ warfare on NYC subway by smashing light bulbs full of bacteria. You need to understand this. 63, 66, 68, they all did it. It was done everywhere. This is the eugenicists. It's not the Army. It's criminal groups using national security to do this. So remember, I believe a lot of this in New York is chemical attack they're blaming on biological. That's why it's in clusters. They're nerve gassing people in Italy. They're nerve gassing them here. Something big's going on.
God bless you all. I'm under globalist attack. Pray for me, and I'll try to stay in the fight. But regardless, I'm a winner for telling the truth and standing for Jesus Christ, and so are you. This crew's amazing. I appreciate them all. David Knight starts 8 a.m. tomorrow. Infowars.com/show. Then Owen Schroyer, War Room, 3 p.m. Central as well. Spread those links. Tell people the truth is being broadcast, but you have to spread it.